Focus on what matters. Our lives are crammed with tasks and responsibilities, making it hard to figure out what truly matters to us, our priorities. Even when we try to sift through everything and choose what's most important, we still end up overwhelmed. This overload seriously hurts our productivity. But there's a way out of essentialism. Essentialism centers on four key ideas. 1. Essentialism boils down to doing less but doing it better. Its core idea is identifying less important tasks and cutting them out, focusing instead on doing what's left to a higher standard. 2. It rejects the idea of trying to do everything and encourages focusing on specific areas where you can excel. Rather than making small progress in many directions, it promotes making significant strides in what matters most to you. 3. Essentialism advocates for constantly questioning yourself and adjusting your plans accordingly. It's an ongoing process of deciding what's truly worth your time and letting go of less productive pursuits. 4. Once you've identified the essential tasks, an essentialist swiftly implements changes to prioritize those tasks and avoid wasting time on non-essentials. While it may seem simple, most of us aren't close to the mark. Task overload limits our autonomy. If you often say "I have to" instead of "I choose to," you might be on a path where you feel less in control. Many of us lose our ability to choose when we get used to feeling overwhelmed. This leads us to approach life with less initiative and more passivity. The term learned helplessness comes from experiments with dogs. Researchers gave electric shocks to different groups of dogs. Some could stop the shocks using a lever, others had a lever that didn't work, and some received no shocks at all. Later, all the dogs were put in a large box where one side gave shocks and the other didn't. Dogs that could stop the shocks or hadn't been shocked before quickly moved to the shock-free side. But dogs whose levers didn't work stayed where shocks were given. They seemed unable to adapt, having learned to be helpless. When we give up our ability to choose, we allow others to decide for us. When people feel their efforts are pointless, they typically react in two ways. They either quit entirely or become excessively active, accepting every opportunity that comes their way. Initially, their busyness might suggest they haven't succumbed to helplessness. Yet, these individuals aren't truly making decisions based on what's best for them, they're simply doing everything. The real power lies with those who offer choices, not those who blindly accept every option. Adopt less but better, and accept trade-offs. Imagine having the power to go back in time and make a fortune by investing in a company. While many might think IBM, Microsoft, or Apple would be the obvious choices, the real jackpot would surprise you: Southwest Airlines. Southwest Airlines achieved remarkable success by sticking to a fundamental rule of essentialism, doing a few important things exceptionally well. Instead of offering many options like first class, meals, and reserved seats, Southwest focused solely on flying passengers from one place to another. They understood that trying to do everything would lead to failure. By concentrating on their core strength, getting travelers to their destinations, they ensured their success. Make tough choices in business strategy. Choosing a strategy means being ready to compromise, which can be hard. It seems easy to drop less important tasks and focus on the crucial ones. But in reality, we often convince ourselves we can handle everything. Take Continental Airlines, for instance. When Southwest Airlines succeeded, Continental tried to copy their approach. Instead of focusing on essentials, they thought they could manage everything. They kept their regular airline going and also started Continental Light, a budget service brand. Continental Light failed to compete on price because they couldn't streamline their strategies. They couldn't cut out the non-essential and focus on what mattered most. This led them to lose millions of dollars. Many businesses face similar challenges when they stray from focusing on what's truly essential. Create distance for clarity, and prioritize essentials. In today's busy world, smartphones and other technologies keep us constantly connected and entertained. While this might seem great because no one enjoys being bored, boredom can be beneficial. Having some free time lets you think clearly about what needs to be done. To make sure you have this time, schedule a daily break to give yourself a chance to think without distractions. Taking time out of your schedule to ponder life's options, problems, and challenges can be incredibly beneficial. This technique, utilized by some of history's greatest minds like Newton and Einstein, involves setting aside periods of solitude for deep reflection. Today, many successful CEOs follow suit by scheduling blank space in their daily calendars to simply think. This practice helps them distinguish between essential tasks and distractions, keeping their focus on the bigger picture. People often get caught up in daily tasks and lose sight of why they're doing them. Essentialism teaches us to stay focused on the bigger picture. Keeping a journal can help. Instead of jotting down every detail, challenge yourself to write as little as possible. This forces you to think through your day and highlight only what truly matters. When you review your entries later, you'll begin to see the larger goals and priorities taking shape. Stimulate creativity, and then rest. Adults often separate work and play, seeing play as mere entertainment without purpose. They think it doesn't help them achieve goals and is a waste of time. But those who prioritize essential things know that play is crucial for inspiration. If you want to find out what truly matters in your life, use play to clear your mind and think creatively about it. Play serves several crucial purposes. Encourages us to connect ideas in new and unexpected ways. Acts as a natural remedy for stress, which can hinder productivity. Helps in prioritizing and analyzing tasks effectively. Companies like Twitter, Pixar, and Google encourage playfulness by offering improv comedy classes and decorating their offices with giant dinosaurs or thousands of Star Wars figurines. They do this because they believe playful employees are more inspired and productive. Sleep is crucial for productivity, yet some people treat it like a luxury, similar to how they view playtime. This perspective is mistaken. Sleep enhances your ability to think, make connections, and be productive when you're awake. Research shows that every hour of sleep translates into several more hours of higher productivity the next day. Studies indicate that going without sleep for 24 hours or averaging just 4 to 5 hours a night can impair your thinking as much as having a blood alcohol level of 0.1%. That's enough to warrant suspension of your driver's license. Trim ruthlessly to essentials. When we clean out our closets, we often believe every item is important in some way. It's like deciding to toss out clothes we never wear, only to hesitate when we come across something like a Howling Wolf shirt, thinking, I might wear this someday. So, we end up keeping it, and our closets stay packed. To avoid falling into traps, use the 90% rule. First, pinpoint the most crucial factor for your decision. For example, when cleaning out your closet, ask, will I wear this again? Then, rate each item on a scale from 0 to 100. According to this rule, anything scoring below 90, even 89, gets a 0. After rating all options, discard anything scoring less than 90. Another approach is to follow the rule of clear yes or clear no. To implement this, make a list of 3 essential requirements something must meet to keep it, and 3 preferred criteria you want it to fulfill. When deciding whether to keep something, it must meet all 3 essential requirements and at least 2 of the preferred ones. Think about this to avoid forgetting little things. For instance, your Howling Wolf shirt probably wouldn't meet these 3 basic tests. Is it fashionable? Would I wear it regularly? Will people make fun of me for wearing it? Say no to non-essential tasks, prioritize the essential ones carefully. Once you've identified what you don't need, like that shirt you never wear, it's easier to let go. But decisions get tougher when others are involved. We often hesitate to say no, fearing social awkwardness or letting people down. However, it's important to learn to say no when needed, reserving your yes for what truly matters. This helps us maintain our priorities and relationships effectively. Separating decisions from relationships is crucial. While saying no might briefly cause regret about disappointing others or missing out, it's often better than regretting a yes later. Remember, not saying no to non-essential things can lead to missing out on truly important opportunities. Once you're comfortable saying no when needed, focus on planning essential tasks. Define clear goals with one main objective that's both inspiring and concrete. For instance, aiming to end world hunger, while inspiring, is too vague to be a clear goal. Such broad objectives can be overwhelming due to their lack of specificity. To ensure your goal is clear, ask yourself, how will I know when I've achieved it? For instance, building 150 affordable, environmentally friendly, storm-resistant homes in the lower Ninth Ward is a specific and achievable objective. It's not just inspiring, it's concrete and well-defined. Learn from setbacks, and set limits. Many of us stick with things even when we know they're not working out, just because we've already put so much into them. This is called the sunk cost bias. It's when we keep investing time, money, or energy into something likely to fail. The more we invest, the harder it becomes to walk away, even though we're only increasing our losses. Consider the Concorde jet's remarkable story. It was a marvel of engineering, yet its high costs doomed it commercially. Despite knowing they wouldn't make the money back, the French and British governments persisted for 40 years, driven by a sunk cost bias. You can avoid problems by admitting your mistakes and moving on. If something isn't working out, don't hesitate to stop and move forward. Setting clear boundaries is crucial. Some people think boundaries restrict you, but they set you free. Imagine a schoolyard next to a busy street. Currently, kids can only play near the school buildings, with teachers always watching to keep them safe. But what if a fence marked where they could safely play? This way, teachers could focus better, and kids could enjoy playing freely within that space. Boundaries aren't meant to restrict you but to make life easier and more enjoyable. For instance, setting a clear boundary between work and family can help. If your kids aren't allowed in the office, work shouldn't come home either. Streamline to excel, cut distractions, and plan diligently. Once you've adopted essentialism, the next step is execution. Being an essentialist means identifying what's slowing you down and removing it, rather than just working around it. For instance, imagine you're leading a group of Boy Scouts to camp. Each scout is carrying equal supplies, but some are faster than others. This causes the group to spread out, risking leaving slower scouts behind. First, you stop occasionally to let slower kids catch up. Next, you try moving slower kids to the front, but it just slows everyone down. Then, you find the real solution, taking some weight out of slower kids' backpacks and giving it to faster kids. By thinking this way, you've fixed the problem with essentialism. Being ready is key to avoiding unnecessary problems. Many times, we assume everything will go perfectly according to plan. But true essentialists don't think this way. They anticipate things going wrong and prepare accordingly. Whether it's getting your kids to school or giving a work presentation, always allow yourself 50% more time than you think you'll need. This way, you'll have extra time to fix anything that slows you down. Focus living, self, routine, and progress. Experiencing luck firsthand happens rarely when achieving success. Usually, success is about steadily improving step by step. Each small accomplishment builds momentum and confidence. It keeps you on course, letting you assess if you're moving in the right direction. In Richmond, Canada, the police tried for years to reduce repeat crimes. They started with tough laws and harsh punishments but saw little improvement. Then, they changed their approach. Instead of big changes, they began making small, focused efforts to prevent crime. When police caught young people doing good deeds like putting their trash in bins instead of on the street, they rewarded them with free movie tickets and invites to youth events. These rewards kept the youth away from trouble. Over a decade, this policy cut repeat offenses from 60% to just 8%. To succeed in your goals, developing a routine is key. Routines turn challenging tasks into manageable ones over time. Take Olympic swimmer, Michael Phelps, for example. His coach had him follow a daily routine during training. Every night and every morning, Phelps visualized a slow-motion video of what he believed was the perfect race. He practiced this visualization so consistently that when the Olympics arrived, his habits kicked in. Phelps swam flawlessly, winning numerous medals as a result. Key points. 1. Focus on what truly matters by cutting out non-essential tasks to boost productivity. 2. Choose autonomy over overload by actively prioritizing and making tough decisions. 3. Promote creativity and clarity through play and dedicated reflection time. 4. Prioritize sleep for enhanced productivity and cognitive function. 5. Learn from setbacks and avoid the sunk cost bias to stay adaptable. 6. Set clear boundaries to enhance focus and effectiveness in tasks. 7. Prepare for the unexpected by planning diligently and allowing extra time.